Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Naftali Family First Care.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Naftali again from Family First Care.
Wait a minute, let me make sure, because I can't shake to turn up the volume. Give me a second.
No problem.
Let's see. Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. Who is this?
My name is Naftali. We spoke earlier from
Family. Okay.
So let me explain you how the private pay works. So basically, you will sign a contract with our agency that you agree, you know, that you want to come with our agency. And the usual rate for private pay is $30 per hour.
Okay. $30 an hour?
$30 an hour. And there's a minimum of about 10 to 12 hours a week.
10 to 12 a week, okay. So that will be about what, 300?
That comes out to 30 and 10 times 30, it's 300. If it's 12 hours, it's 360.
360, okay. So the minimum will be 10 hours, you're saying?
It's a minimum of, I would say, 12 hours, about 12 hours.
A week?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I can hang with, I can deal with that, because that I could break that up into days.
Right, yeah, sure, 100%.
Yeah, okay, all right,
So I'll
actually
ask you just a few questions to see what the caseline will be, and once this is done, I'll submit it to the intake department, and they will call you back with potential caregivers, okay?
All right.
Okay, so do you have any pets at home?
I'm a cat.
Any pet at home? Pets?
Yeah, I have a cat, just one cat.
Oh, you have a cat, okay.
He's calm. He's not going to bother anyone.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. I just need to get to know.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm just writing some notes. Okay. At home. Okay. The next question would be, how would you like, do you smoke at home?
Occasionally, but like I don't have no cigarettes. I can't get out to get any. So,
occasionally,
I'll say no right now.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and the next step would be, what kind of help would you need to it?
What kind of what?
What kind of help would you need from the caregiver?
I need helping me, you know, go like light shopping, like in the area.
Okay.
I have like certain stores I go to, like Save A Lot, Aldi, ShopRite, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, you know, just to get a couple things, just one bag stuff. And then also I have appointments that I have to go because I have glaucoma.
Okay.
And I need, you know, a ride there and back.
Okay.
Just and helping me get a plumber and a cleaning service to clean the stuff up in the house, the debris that came from the ceiling. I had water damage.
But this is just like a one-time thing to find you someone to fix that.
Yeah.
Any other like daily help that you need, like with meal prep, housekeeping, bathing, dressing?
Housekeeping. Not meal prep because I kind of know how to cook, but I could tell them what to do, you know.
So would you need help with cooking?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Just mostly, you know, driving to different places, you know, and locally. Nothing out of, you know, they don't have to take the expressway.
With driving, there's a few restrictions. I'm not sure exactly what. I think that the caregiver is not allowed to drive the patients in their own car. And so if you have a car, they can drive you with your car. But I think they're not allowed unless that you agree and you make
I'm not sure
exactly the restrictions, but I'm writing it down that you need help with that.
Okay, what about like if they could set me up on an Uber app?
Yeah, for sure.
They would have to set me up with an Uber app so I could get the Uber and they could ride with me. Can they do that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure 100% with the policies, but the staffing department would be able to tell you that. But
I don't have a car, okay? I can't drive. I have glaucoma.
I understand.
So I do need some, like, just to get to the pharmacy.
Okay, perfect. So I'm putting that in. And how would you want to split the, how many hours would you like to have? And how would you want to split it by day of the week and time of the day about, approximately?
I need mostly like during the week. So I would say probably, would it be like every other day? Would that be sufficient, like a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Or Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
Or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, I need, like I said, they could be like maybe 3 to 4 hours a day.
Okay. So you say 3 days a week, every other mm-hmm. day. Doesn't matter the, like if Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Friday,
as long as that, right, it doesn't matter. They could come, you know, whenever they're available.
Okay. 3 days a week, every other day, just putting it in. And you say about 3 to 4 hours a day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because if I have to go to the doctor or something, they'd
right.
probably have to stay with me.
100%.
And that might be the whole day, you know, because, you know, the most is 3 hours, I would think, being at the doctor.
Okay, so I got your information, and someone from the intake department, from the staffing department, will call you, okay?
All right, what is the name of the company again? Because I got a magic marker and I can see a little bit while I'm writing. So what's the name of the company?
No, our name is Family First Care.
Family First Care. And spell your name, please.
My name is Naftali. It's N mm-hmm. as Nancy, A, mm-hmm. N as Father, mm-hmm. T as mm-hmm. Mom, A, L, I.
Oh, Naftali.
Yes, correct. But okay. I'll not be dealing with that. I'll give it over to the staffing department, and someone from there will call you. I think someone, Sarah, will call you, or maybe any other that will be available, okay?
Okay, how soon do you think I'll be able to get help?
I can say if we have first to find a good caregiver. I mean, which county are you at?
Philadelphia, 19120.
We have a lot of aids that can be available, but we have to find the right one for you. And once we find the aid, it shouldn't mm-hmm. take too long. The aid should first be compliant with HR, get them ready, sign some documents, mm-hmm. take some tests, like whatever is needed. And once that's done, I would say about a week, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't have the information for that, but not too long.
All right. Okay. Okay. Because like I said, it's you know, like today, I'm getting my medications delivered, but he said he won't be here till like maybe after 12. So. I gotta, you know, being on alert for that. And like I said, it's been real. This is like rock bottom for me.
I'm sorry to hear that, and I can understand it's hard for you. But tell for whoever calls you about the staffing that you're in a rush and you want to get it as soon as possible. So, might, you know, maybe. Speed of the process, maybe.
I spoke to Mimi. Who is she to you? I mean, to the company.
She is a marketer. She takes calls. Once she has calls, she sends it over to coordinators. But I usually deal with enrollment cases. So
okay.
Someone from staffing will call you back. Okay.
Okay. Then, how does that work as far as my payment? Because you know, pay you and then you pay the people that, is that how that works?
Yes, that's how it works. You sign up a credit card or something, I'm not sure exactly how it works, and
mm-hmm.
we're charging you and we pay the aid, yep. That's how it works.
Okay. All right, well, I hope it works.
It will work. It will work. I promise you, we will help you, and everything will you know, resolve.
What is your direct number? Do you have a direct number?
So my direct number is 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7445.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, is it a direct number? Okay.
Yeah, but someone from the number captain will call you soon. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.